can feel a build-up during the week in snippets of conversation as you wander down the street. Smithy's done a groin and Mac has done a knee. But I reckon they'll both be right for the game on Saturday. And Thursday after training, the coaches come up with a scheme to outsmart the opponents during selection of the team. We'll keep adding fresh players at the start of every quarter. If they're not so good at counting, it ought to be a slaughter. And on the day when the old blokes man the gate, it'll be, would you like a ticket in a raffle? And there you go, mate. And you try and get there early to get the car in on the fence. The atmosphere is building up, already getting tense. And you head into the club rooms to hear the pre-match speech. The coach is urging his players on, his voice almost a screech. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. I want some G&D. A champion team will be the team of champions. Come on and follow me. Out they go and on the field, growls to curdle your blood. They do the warm-up exercises, running through the mud. And the uppies appear and the siren sounds as they hold aloft the ball. And the booing and abuse goes round the ground, for they've got no brains at all. The coin is tossed and ends are picked. We're kicking with the breeze. The ball is bounced. The rucks go up like dynamited trees. And the shouting from boundary is not for saintly ears, from the mouths of white-knuckled ladies, some well up in years. When half-time comes, the scores are close, the spectators settle down to pour a cuppa from a thermos and hand the singers round. The players in the shed sit wearily on the floor while the coach is asking them for a greater effort of what they did before. And kids with knitted jumpers with Dad's number on their back, I haven't kicked a kick and taken speckies in a pack, while some head to the tucker spot for pie and saveloys, and old-timers reminisce of feats when they were boys. Then the siren blasts and the men in white are asked for a fairer go. The opposition are mongrel scum. There is no dirtier foe. The tackles are fierce. The lead seesaws. The legs begin to tire. It's ball and ball and have a kick. Oh, it's going to the wire. And when the final whistle's blown to end the day of play, we find that we're just 1 point short, much to our dismay. The players all troop into showers with jokes of genitalia, while the coach and the committee ponder over failure. And to the bar where girlfriends are, looking good enough to eat. Oh, they reckon that you played real well, it's bad luck you were beat. So you drink your beer and drown your sorrows and scoff the barbie tea, and older blokes around the club will give you advice for free. For it's footy in the country, the outlook's not that bleak. We'll train harder on the Tuesday, there's always another week. And although our schools and banks have closed, the railway is no more. To lose our local footy club would strike us at the core. It's a meeting place, a focal point, not just a battle of men and ball. To lose this institution, Matt, would be tragic for us all.